This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You've seen it. Prices going up, up, up at the grocery store, the gas pump, and for other things as well. Today, the government's expected to report that consumer prices jumped 8.1% last month compared with a year earlier. Today, the Senate's preparing for a largely symbolic vote on protecting abortion rights. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A test vote is scheduled in the Senate today on a Democratic bill to protect access to abortions. But the vote will be mostly symbolic, and it is expected to fail. The House passed the Women's Health Protection Act last year, but it's been held up in the Senate by a Republican filibuster. In the wake of last week's leak of a Supreme Court draft that indicated the landmark Roe v. Wade decision might be overturned later this year, today's Senate vote is largely about putting members on record. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The House has approved more help for Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Every voting Democrat and nearly 3 out of 4 Republicans vote in favor of a $40 billion funding bill for Ukraine.
It's about democracy versus a dictatorship. Democracy must prevail.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in her floor speech before the vote, noted that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is a global threat. The new legislation would bring American support for the effort to nearly $54 billion. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The bill goes to the Senate now. President Zelensky says the Ukrainian military has pushed Russian forces out of 4 villages near Kharkiv. The Trump-backed candidate lost Nebraska's Republican primary for governor, but a Trump-endorsed congressman in West Virginia won a GOP congressional primary. An Arizona man convicted of killing a college student in 1978 is scheduled to be executed today. Clarence Dixon is 66. He's scheduled to die by lethal injection at the state prison in Florence. This is AP News. Now to Twitter and Donald Trump. The AP's Ed Donahue's got this.
Elon Musk says if he buys Twitter, he will lift Twitter's permanent ban of former President Donald Trump. Trump was banned for what Twitter called incitement of violence following the Capitol riot.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace.
Speaking virtually at a summit in London, Musk called the Trump ban a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's up to Twitter to decide who is allowed to tweet.
Our effort is to, of course, make sure that freedom of speech is protected across the country, but that also these platforms are not used for forums for disinformation.
Donald Trump has previously said he has no intention of rejoining Twitter, preferring to focus on his own platform, Truth Social. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.